I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Thanks for tuning in. Eugenia Sintimedi, ever faithful, ever sure. Hineire Awudansoa. And our youngest listener, Namian Yunyam, all tuned in, ready for today's show. Today, I'm not going to talk too much because the topic is very sentimental and is one of those ones that you would want, you know, to have your pitch. So I'm not going to talk too much. And as usual, my producer will say playtime is over. So let us roll. Folks, we start the way we start. Until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. You know, I'll say that again, folks. I said, until the lions have their own story, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwao IV, chief of the Little Republic of Akwamu Edumasa. And I say, thank God it's Monday. Another wonderful opportunity for us to meet up again to perform one of radio's finest rituals. A ritual that has the power to pull patriot, the tenacity to assemble great minds. And every Monday on Joy 99.7 FM, on YouTube, on Facebook Live, we do this, so make it a date at this time. And folks, our topic today, sector by sector part two. Sector by sector part two. Let's all gather and make truth good. Folks, in the history of the Fourth Republic, never before have there been such loud cries for military intervention, for brute force intervention, for put your foot down intervention, for somebody who is hard on discipline intervention. People are crying for intervention. Too many people wishing and calling for a coup d'etat. How very sad. How very sad, folks. How could our own democracy disappoint us so much that a free man in his own country, under a democracy, will wish to be under a military rule? Think about it. A free man in a democracy. Well, Kebi, express your views and let me express my views and put everything. And yet, a great majority of us wish that, no, we should be under some kind of oppression. Wow. Folks, at some point in our independence, the system failed us so much that there were people who wished that we were still under colonial rule. I'm saying this to say that, you see, this feeling smacks of absolute failure. Absolute failure when all hope is lost. Or a prisoner to be set free, come outside and the outside system is so harsh that he wants to go back to prison. Those on the outside need to question themselves. So currently, politicians and executives in the helms of affairs should have a very deep and honest introspection. I even suggest a bipartisan or a cross-party line introspection. And when you are in there, ask yourselves, why are we hated so much? Why are we hated so much? Other than the few who get direct pegs from the parties, the general hatred or dislike or disdain is too much. And I hope you find the answers. And when you find the answers, interrogate the answers. Folks, last week we talked about the need to reform education. As we're doing sector by sector, we took the education sector. The need for us to interrogate persons vying for power. What their plans are for us, sector by sector. What are your plans? Folks, and the beauty of it is that last week we all, you know, set the premise. We came to agreement that we know we have issues, we have challenges, some of which are legendary problems. They have been built up upon the ages, and we are now nearing breaking point. Folks, one of such is youth unemployment. One of the major national security problems we have, if you take away the pollution of waters, is youth unemployment, which coincidentally is directly linked. The loss of hope. Youth that have given up. Able youth who should be blessed with time and hope. When we were young, we had time on our hands and we have hope on our hands. Present day, at the last survey, you know, a great percentage of people in the working age, both in school and not in school, 86% had given up. I thought it was a joke. I actually went to the university to speak to the professors who did the survey. 36% of able-bodied youth, they have given up looking for work. They have lost hope. They have given up. Very scary and very worrying. So, folks, anyone who will be given the power to govern from 7th of January, the rounds and agitation that will bedevil you if you don't stem this, I'm not sure you will last your 4-year term. I'm not sure. And believe me, you will not get the luxury of blaming the previous government either. So as we said last week, folks, before you come to inherit Ghana, think through. Since it's not by force, think through. And you may admit to me, the problem's there. Can I handle it? Don't just follow sentiment, public sentiment, you yourself, can you handle it? Because patience has run thin. And I'm telling you, the bar will break. Think through if you still want the job. The rhetoric, folks, of I will provide jobs for the youth. And also, I will provide jobs for the youth. I will create jobs for the youth. Folks, it will not wash this time around. We should not let it lie this time around. This time, folks, you have to tell us. Number one, how many jobs are you providing? Where will the jobs be? Which sector? Agric, industry, services, where are the jobs going to be? What will the jobs entail? The jobs that you are created for the youth, what will it entail? Folks, how secure will the jobs be? Are they secure jobs or just temporary jobs? Are they political jobs or real jobs? Can one build a career on these jobs? Can the youth look at the jobs and build a career on it? How much capital do you need to set up those jobs? Folks, we need to know, how much capital do you need to set up those jobs? Because unless you're going to tell us you're going to collect rain, then you'll be up on the panel, who are so soon, you can't be any. Otherwise, it's going to come at a cost. So how much? And where will you get the money from to set up the jobs? And most importantly, folks, what skills or educational level will one need to be able to apply themselves in these said jobs? If I'm a Stark illiterate, primary school leaver, JSS leaver, SS, uni, poly, what will I need to be able to apply myself to these jobs that you're going to create? Folks, This thing where you gather desperate youth at the Black Star Square and give them pretend temporary jobs, it's not sustainable. They go in, NADMO, KIDMO, DADMO, all these acronyms. No, for 8 months, they don't get a salary because they don't wash. And the numbers are mounting up. The numbers are mounting up. And believe you me, even though they say 600,000, 500,000 are going to write BEC, those outside of that net, there's still, even though there's free education, there's still a whole bunch outside of it. But they all need to get their hands dirty, to roll their sleeves up, because they can't be mingling, doing nothing. It's not sustainable. Folks, we are nearing our breaking point. Any good national security person will tell you that we are nearing a breaking point. Where this paradise that we have been blessed with will come crumbling. So this matter is not only a matter should you concern about those looking for jobs or those who have lost hope, but maybe those of you or those of us who can live and maybe survive. And the few who are living in luxury, you or I, we should be leading this campaign seriously. Because you are the ones who have a lot to lose. I don't know that you are if you only video, what have they got to lose? But you've worked, you've saved up, you have your family, you built your property, you have your businesses, you have something to lose. So you should be even more angry as to what jobs are you finding for the youth. Not even the unemployed youth. You, the one living in luxury in your mansions and chilling, you should be desperate to make sure that the youth have got something to do. You must. You must. As they say, folks, one day when the poor have nothing to eat, they will eat the rich. One day when the poor have nothing to eat, they will eat the rich. One day when the youth are so desperate, they will cause mayhem. Mr. Future President, whoever you may be, the sheer millions of our youth who make a living or survive on the destruction of our very environment, which we all depend on. Do you have plans to redirect their energies positively to benefit the nation and to themselves? Now, bear in mind, these are people who are now addicted to shortcutism. Get rich quick. Jump into a pit, 1, 2, 3, comes out, he's got 2,000 cities in a week. A busy day. Many, as of now, may not even be employable. They may not even be employable. Their attitude, their aggression, their lifestyle may not be somebody you even want to bring into your company. But these are all the problems that you have to have plans to harness. So we demand, and we must demand concrete solutions, deliberate solutions on how this menace will be stemmed. Folks, at this rate, we should be creating about probably 300,000 jobs in a year. And that's just to mop up backlog. So the present day, between 5, 8, 10,000 jobs a year is just a drop in the ocean. That's just, you know, literally refilling those who are going on retirement and pension. That's just refill. But expansion, you're looking of hundreds and thousands of jobs. And the government employ those people? No. Is the private sector strong and growing enough to mop up these people? No. So what are you going to do with the people? Because they exist. You think they will starve and die quietly? They may be 18 now, 29, so they're fine. What if they're 43 years old? You think they'll still continue in this same lifestyle, pop a pill of Tramadol, go and dance and come back? this is danger looming. The jobs we are creating now is just a drop in the ocean. It's not going to hold. We have 4 months and a few weeks. 4 months and a few weeks of big elections. Folks, we should be hard. We should know what the future holds for us. We should be hard, and we should demand and know what the future holds for us.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We'll create jobs. I will create critical jobs. Who's going to train the people? Who's going to equip the people? Who's going to tool the people? How much is it going to cost? Because it is imperative. Otherwise, the bar will break. And I'm saying, those of you who have your little homes, your little businesses, and those of you who are living large, you will suffer the most. The guy who sleeps outdoor and always prays that it doesn't rain, what has he got to lose? So don't just let's leave it for the youth. Currently, I mean, if there's one job application and then there are 2,000 people employed for the applying for the job, you know there's a problem. Immigration will say, we are recruiting. And the youth will line up. They will line up. In Cana to Egypt, hoping to get a place in the services, police, immigration services. And not necessarily because they want to be in the service, but at least they'll get a guaranteed pay. We can't continue to put the youth in such desperate measures. So considering Ghana is a country that is importing everything, and for everything that you have imported, you have created a job somewhere, we are urging politicians to begin. May I suggest the textile industry, plant cotton, mill cotton, stitch the cotton into clothes for us to wear. Something, some industry, folks, some industry that mops up everybody. Industry that mops up everybody, because we can't continue this path where politicians just give us flimsy promises, and then when they come to power, that's it. Now we are all in danger, and when the bar breaks, it will fall on all of us. And I said, I knew you have a lot to say on this, and I really want to hear what you have to say on this. But we must demand concrete plans, deliberate plans on how to rally everybody together, rally us together. And where you're going to create these jobs, because certainly if you don't have that idea, jump out of the race. If you don't have the idea by now, jump out of the race. How are you going to expand the economy to absorb the teeming youth who are desperate, are giving up? How can you live in a country where you have youth who have given up? Youth who have no hope and have nothing to lose? You're living with suicidists. Folks, you're living with suicide militants, kamikazes. You're literally living with kamikazes. And I guess maybe it's the fault of myself and yourself who have been demanded that, listen, yes, I have a job. Yes, I have a place to sleep. But that guy there should have a job and a place to sleep. And it is your prerogative, because you collect the taxes. You get loans on our behalf. You have executive power. So give him a job and a place to sleep so that I can also sleep sound. Folks, it's 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Talk to me. We're looking at sector by sector, 4 months to elections. We are saying that by now, we should have some concrete solutions on certain sectors of the economy. And Derek is on the phone. Hello, Derek, let me hear you.
Hello, sir. Your man here, sir. I greet you.
I greet you back.
And I say congratulations. Really big results, I heard the president making commenting on this. National Development Planning Agenda. Sadly, he didn't touch on my baby. That is the National House of Chiefs being converted at to an upper chamber.
But well, turn down your radio, Derek. Turn down your radio set. Turn down your radio set.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah, it's off, totally off now.
Good.
I started by saying, thank you for the opportunity given this.
Okay.
For the president, reacted to the National Development Plan agenda, but he failed to comment on the National House of Chiefs thing. I always talk about that. It had to be upgraded to the upper chamber. Now, for today's topic, I think Ghana, like I always say, Ghana, where we are, being an agrarian society, country, I think the emphasis rather should be on agri. Because if we are talking about creating jobs where, industries where, and in economies, you start from land, across production, before you go into industry. So if the farms are not there, they cannot supply the industries, then I think the so-called industries are a fallacy. But what I expect the next administration to focus on is, we shouldn't be giving these tokens to this gardening concept. But then people, if you bring on board the chiefs, that's why I always talk about this chieftaincy with you. When, because they are the custodians of the land. So immediately they are on board and they are in charge. They can release the lands or even form cooperatives. So that we'll be thinking about commercial farms and then the industrialization. But if, as it stands now, we are not doing commercial farms. We are not doing irrigation. We are doing gardening. And then those that have the lands doesn't have the resources to at least go into big-time farming. So that is where the bone of contention is. Because industry, at least when I was then growing up, I was brought up in the Fontiakwa area, in the village. I cry here when I come to home working. What we see is industries now springing up in Tema. You see them going day and some of them going at night. But today, are the industries that were then established functioning? The answer is no. Why? Because the production level is low. So they are not being fed to their full blood. And then if today we keep going round the issue and we forget about agri, and we say we're coming out to industry, are we importing raw material to come and recycle here? That's what we call industry. I bet today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You made your point there. Let me go to USA. Ojam is there. Kwabena.
Hello, Nana. Thank you for another Monday.
Thank you for
your contribution to the development of Mother Ghana. But Nana, I am very pessimistic. I am not really optimistic about Ghana's prospects to cater for the large population of the youth. I always think about the youth because they are the greatest section of the Ghanaian population. But as of now, we haven't heard anything from the presidential candidates. There are no plans from them except Mr. Alan Chamantin, who has a plan to resuscitate the economy. And that would help the young youth of Ghana to be able to get the jobs. But Nana, I'm telling you, you ask, who are those who are going to prompt these politicians? They are the media, like Joy FM, like Asempa FM, like Ishra FM. Joy FM and Multimedia is a very big media house. And we expect by now that the editors and producers of Joy FM would invite one or two of these presidential candidates and query them on these two, education and employment. How are they going to create the jobs? Because if you leave it to the young people, they can't do it. They don't have, they are powerless. All they are doing is dancing on TikTok and these social media platforms. So, Nana, I beg you, can you get Joy FM to at least within the next 2 weeks? We don't have much time. It's only about 4 months to the general election. Mm-hmm. So you can invite these at least 2-3 candidates, right? 2-3 candidates. Maybe Alan Chamantin, John Mahama, and maybe a third candidate. Leave the MPP out. I believe the MPP, they are on their way out of government. We don't need them again. They haven't done anything. They've lied to the Ghanaian people. They've stolen from us. They are now pandering the coffers of the nation by stealing the assets. So please, Joy FM should take the first step. Joy FM, take the first step and invite at least only three candidates. You don't need to invite all of them. Three candidates, Alan Chamantin, John Mahama, and a third person, and put them on your platform. Because now IEA has lost credibility. They cannot hold any political platform. Political programs. So it's let it draw itself. I beg you guys to start, make a first step.
Well noted, Kwabena. Well noted. Let me go to Castleland and speak to Chidiak.
Yeah, Nana.
Good evening, my brother.
There's nothing new for Ghana. We were here when nine banks has
popped the youth into occupation. To proper jobs, secure jobs. Al-Hassan, let me hear you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, and everybody.
Good evening.
Please, I am thinking that it's like we don't deserve any sympathy. We are not hungry for development. We are just a mediocre people. I believe that by now, they should have been parties manifesto long time ago. And I am thinking that every manifesto must tell us the 4-year term, the number of taxes and the type of taxes they are coming to introduce, so that we must know before we vote them. They shouldn't come and spring taxes on us in parliament by surprise. I am thinking that Ghanaians should agree and demand it. Anybody vying to become a president must tell us that these are the taxes he's coming to impose when he wins power. Nothing more, nothing less. So that we know before we vote. Because these politicians take us for granted. They come into power, and before you realize, they are holding their portmanteau to Parliament House to go and tell you that we are introducing this tax, we are introducing this tax. And when they win power immediately, they will come and remove and reduce a few taxes, and you clap hands for them. They will come back and give you better ones, bigger ones. That is what they do. And I think we are not being serious. We are just mediocre people who don't know what we want because we are not demanding it. And I am thinking political parties, MPP, NDC, and any other political party, it's not a bad thing. The parties are not bad. It's the human beings who are in that party who are the problem. We, the human beings in that party, the party is just a name. It's the human beings in that party who are the problem. If you say NDC is a bad party or NPP is a bad party, it's not the party, it's the human beings. And the same human beings have distributed themselves in those various parties, including the smaller parties. whoever you bring, unless we demand justice, unless we stand on our feet. And that becomes a difficult task for us to do because we are not united, because we don't know what we want. They give us
awesome. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, Ago. Nana Kwasi is in Medina. Nana Kwasi.
Hi, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Nana, I'm hanging in there. I'm really, you know, thinking that, you know, I want to hear a plan from, you know, any of our leaders and listening. I'm coming. There are millions of youth who are out of job. And this is my plan. Those who haven't gone to school, this is it. Those who are primary school leavers, this is your job. Those who are here, this is your industry. Those in the graduates, that's your industry. I want to hear something like that.
Well, you've asked all the questions. So right now, the how is all we are all waiting for. Yeah, none of them is yet to give us the how. But I want to look at agriculture, for instance. In every part of the country, there's what they grow. That is, it works perfectly there, you know. So the government can, whoever is coming, they can take on this initiative. Every aspect of the country, the 16 regions, whatever it is that they go there, that is, it works very there. The production is very huge over there. This is where the one issue, one factory, you know, I thought it would have made a lot of sense. So you build factories over there for those kind of things. While the factory building is going on, you are also investing in the production of the raw material, whatever crop that is there. So that when it's done, you have ways whereby if the whatever crop that grows there, you need more water or you need that, you put more better preparations out there so that whatever be the case, you production crops growing will still go on. And so that always all the time there will be raw materials. In this case, you'll be employing the youth. It's because it will be
let me engage you a little bit. You know the planting for food and job phase two, right?
Yeah.
Under Brian Achampo. Now the policy is that if you have a piece of land, they have five crops and I think seven crops and poultry. So you can choose what you want, like maybe cassava. And so you have basically 2-5 acres of land. They will give you the cassava sticks. They will give you the fertilizer.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
They will pay for your labor, and then during harvest, they take 55%, and then you keep 45%, obviously, in your land. Do you know about this strategy? This policy? Do you know?
I'm listening.
Everybody keeps saying agric, and I'm saying that. I mean, there's a policy where if you have the land and you don't have the capital, the state says they will give you the seedlings, the fertilizer, the labor. You don't have a deal for the kumbichia, but when you harvest, you give them 55%, and then you keep 45%, obviously, to pay for the aggregates and everything. But I don't know why it's not catching on. Is it maybe it hasn't been marketed well, or people are not aware of it?
First of all, a lot of money has gone in already, but it almost looks like it has collapsed. Why? Reason being that it's not necessarily like a whole national thing whereby you can't touch it. It has to be done regardless. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Right now, it's like a government in power who says, I want to do this. I beg my last person, if any NDC should come to power and this thing is dead, all the money that has gone into it, wasted. This is what is going to happen. So probably, maybe, just like you're saying, it would have made a lot of sense if it's something that is not untouchable. You can't touch it. It has to work regardless. Whoever is there, whether it's NDC, whether it's MPP, whether it's Cheddar, whether it's whoever comes, this is a process that we have started. It has to work. It has to continue. Then maybe we'll see how effective it is. But this is the case whereby a lot of these things is done just to
to, I don't know, to put government on a good path. And moreover, Nana, who are these people? How many these people that who benefited? Let me say who benefited for this procedure that you just put out. Who are they? Most of them are just these political cronies.
It's not fair to say that. I don't know anybody who has benefited, but it's not fair to say that because it's not, I think it's open to all. I mean, all you do is apply to your local council, and then the Agric Extension Officer will come and see your land, and then you choose some of the crop, and then that's it.
Fair enough.
It's open to all.
So how long has it been in existence now? So why are we not filling it? So what is the problem? Nana, so the question is, what is the problem? You see, I get what you are saying, you know. Now, I get what you are saying 300%. By now, we should have seen the effect, right? We should have seen the effect. But why are we not seeing the effect? For me, I'm saying, we have 16 regions. Whatever your procedure is there, the ODNOMOH, people who do, we should do. This time around, the government is, we are talking about employment, right? This time around, mm-hmm. This is what you are doing. You are building factories that will employ those who are university graduates who have gone to do this, they will be there. You have people that who have not necessarily gone to the university, they will also be there because the funds will need people to work on them. You are investing in good material. You see, it will be properly structured. You will be paying them good salaries. Whereby you can also, you take tax. You know, you see where I'm going. Because they will wake up and they will know that we have to go to the farm. This is the plantation that we are working on. They will wake up and they know this is where we are going. They will know that at the end of the day, we are taking 3,000, 4,000 as our salary. You are taking your tax. Proper structure. When the crops is due, we have factories, if you have to process it into can, whatever, to store it. We have these factories whereby you also get this university graduate. That will also be there. You get the middle class. You get this. You get that. So you see that this agriculture alone, and taking the 16 regions and whatever it is that we can grow, you can imagine
more the kind of employment.
Exactly. I've not even gone to the art industry. Whereby just a show. Look at the amount of people, costume, makeup, all of these people. I'm not even going to just agriculture alone. Mm-hmm. And let's take this procedure and let's see what will happen. You make it attractive. You invested in proper tools. Open equipment, whereby you used to find.
Thank you very much. Nana, thank you. let me get Abu Mohammed in Japan. Hello, Abu.
Hello, good evening, Nana.
Salam alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Very interesting. You see, all the issues we are discussing, we have discussed them before. It is not a new thing. If you give somebody 30 years to deliver, and they are not able to deliver, what again do you expect? For me, the only weapon I have to express my disappointment is to refuse to vote and also advise others not to vote. Because that's the only way I have to express my disappointment. You will tell me to vote because it is my civic right to vote. Then I ask you, because I believe you, I trust you. So who would I vote for? You cannot tell me who to vote for. And anybody who would tell me to vote for would tell me to vote for his party. And I'm disappointed in both of them. Even the parliamentarians themselves, you know, when they go to parliament, they are voted for to go there and make the law. When they disagree with whatever decision, don't they walk out to express their disagreement? So if me too, the only weapon I have to express my disappointment for African leaders is not to vote, and also encourage others to stop voting. Because anybody who will tell me to vote, you will tell me to vote because of your party. Me too, I vote because of development. So if I don't see that one, why should I waste my energy and continue to go and vote for who? Now,
Abu, thank you very much.
Leaders, they cannot deliver, they cannot do anything. So what they will do now is to try to make law that will make them comfortable. So that's the only thing they can do now. So me,
thank you very much. Let me go to my next caller.
Express my disappointment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Abu's on the line. Hello, Abu.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm good. Oh, is that Ajman Joseph?
Yes, sir. Yes, man.
Ajman, let me hear you.
Yeah, and you touched on very critical issues that I want to outline.
Sure.
You were talking about when people are going for recruitment for this our security services. Now, when it happens to be at recruitment center, and you see the number of people queuing to get a chance to be recruited, it will amaze you. But the question is, for the past 20 or 30 years ago, how many people were even interested in this our security setups? It looks as if there's only one job in the country being that area. People who, queue for a very long queue for it. And they will be buying forms. And how many of them, who will buy the forms and they will take them? And the amount of money that goes into the form itself can even create a job. Secondly, we talk about agriculture being the backbone of this country. I'm glad you made mention of cotton. Why can't we be encouraged to grow cotton? Once cotton play a major role in our clothing. Even toothpick. Look at the bamboos around in this Western region, central, and we import toothpick. Why? You see? So the issue is, even when they come, we beg for funds from the outside country to get the money. What are we using it for? When there's oil, so we finish. But look at us. Now we are talking about lithium. So if we don't change our system, we don't change our leaders, that's how it's going to be, Nana. God bless you for your talk.
God bless you too, my brother. Let me go to our chairman, Michael. Michael. Oh, did I drop the line for Michael? 0302216541 0302216541. Folks, in all seriousness, if we hand over power to the next government without knowing how this unemployment issue will be resolved, we are all in trouble. Isaac, let me hear you.
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Nana Nyankwanda.
That's it.
In fact, I really share the sentiment of Abu, the one who called after this one. In fact, I have resorted that I'm not going to vote, and I'm campaigning that people should not vote, because NDC and MPP have taken us for granted for so long, for 30 years. What have they done? They come and they argue on who have added more debt to the debt stock. Meanwhile, none of them have come to reduce it by a percent before. They all come to increase it. They take our money and they don't do anything. It seems like they don't know how to think to work for us. So from now, we are going to think for them and tell them what to do with our money. So I'm advising all Ghanaians not to vote. People to stay in their homes when it comes to December 7th. Let them see that we are serious as a country. We are no longer going to allow them to take us for granted anymore. We are tired and we are coming for them. We want to hold them accountable for every peso they have spent. And this is no joke. We are ready and we are coming. Thank you very much, Nana.
Isaac, I share your sentiments, but exercise your right and choose a good government. Sami, and Adenta, let me hear you.
Hi, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening.
Nana, thank you very much for bringing this topic out. Nana, look at the messages that are going on our campaign, but giving the PLM no message, nothing. It's my turn to drive the bus. They are not telling us what they can do for us. And it goes for both. Thank you for bringing these things out. Like a caller said, I think we should call the politicians and put these questions to them for them to give us real answers. Look, that great sector alone can employ so much. What are we doing? Nothing. All we keep doing, giving the key and let me drive. I mean, particular talk and you wonder. Nana, God bless you.
God bless you too, Sami, in Adenta 0302216541.
I'm calling from Accra.
Yes, sir.
I want to contribute to the program.
Sure, let me hear you.
My contribution is for the past 30 years, we've been voting for these two parties. When they are coming, we welcome them very nicely. But when they finish their 8 years, they want to drive them away. From Lawrence to Kupuo to Bahama, and then right now, we drive them away. We don't want to hear from them again. They are there now, almost there. It's a bit out for 8 years in a while. Now it's a come on. I don't know if they're going to stop bringing one. I'm just trying to do something now, almost there. That's what they have to look for and see and correct that thing before. Because anytime they are there, they are signing away, I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm saying. It's in the bizarre time now. We don't want to see them again. The constitution that they do all the things, and I think we are. I don't mean to see it in the future. Okay, we have to look for what they do.
Hello, Titus. Who are I going? I don't know who I titled.
It's Francis.
Francis, let me hear you.
Yeah, Nana. Most of the colleagues have touched on agriculture, which we all know is the backbone of every country. We have the land. Recently, I was even listening to Joy FM, and then the journalist was at the market, and the market man was saying that onions are coming from Niger. And when you look at Ghana and Niger, who should be getting what from who? We have the Arab land, and yet we don't know what politicians are doing. It is talk, and we end up at the same place. Year in, year out, we always complain. What are the concrete steps that we are putting in place to ensure that at least we don't even have it? And our lands are being destroyed because of galamsey. Sometimes I sit back and I give up on the program. I give up because nothing seems to be working, Nana. Nothing seems to be. It's a talk show every time. And we all go back to sleep. As our colleagues have said, some of the colleagues have said, I'm never good in this country because they'll go and sit in parliament and whatever concerns them. As MPs, when it comes to their salaries, you don't have NDC, you don't have NPP. But when it comes to people, for them to take decisions, then we have NPP and we have NDC. Politicians have disappointed us. They've disappointed us. There are no solutions. Nobody can give us, so as giving us the plan. That we can hear, look, we all reason. If the plan is good, everyone will say, look, this is it. But we are not getting from here. We have intellectuals. They are spread out everywhere. The ministry, look, the sad bit, quite recently, Legon Farms. I used to live in Adenta. I drive those days. Sabibi and myself go to the Legon Farms, go and buy chicken, go and buy meat. Today, Legon, the land has even been what? Encroached on. Legon, just here in Greater Accra. They had the land there. They were farming. I go and buy eggs. I go and buy chicken. I go and buy today. Go and check. Then when you are done, you are on the motorway. You see, the land has been called for. So
thank you so much for your clear. Thank you so much, and I share your sentiments very well. Sector by sector, today we're looking at unemployment. you know, how are you going to create employment for the teeming numbers, teeming millions of people who are desperate, some who have given up, some who have stopped looking for work, some who are searching 3-4 years without a job, and you come to the helm of affairs and you have to give them a job. What is the plan? Well, that's what we do every Monday. If it's the first time we're tuning in, you're welcome. But every Monday, that's what we do. That's my opinion. I bring the topic, give a little narration, and then we all chip in and see whether you agree with me or disagree with me. But we have a serious issue ahead as to getting and demanding from people who want to take over power what their plan for us is. What their plans for us is. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Abeku, who was on the ones and twos. Kofi Hayford will come right after Papa Ni has given you your news bulletin to give you some soul-searching songs while we think of how our leaders will give us good solutions to build Mother Ghana. I am Nanan Sakwa the Fourth, and I say until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting will always glorify the hunter. Next Monday, God willing, we'll be back to do this all over again.
Joy 99.7 FM.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.